Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Army says a 22-year-old soldier assigned to an Alaska post has died in Afghanistan. Specialist Gabriel David Condi was killed Monday by enemy small arms fire in Tagab District. Condi enlisted in August of 2015 in Loveland, Colorado. He was eventually stationed at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage. Condi was an airborne infantryman in the 3rd Battalion, 509th Infantry Regiment, 4th Infantry Brigade Combat Team in the 25th Infantry Division. He and his brigade were deployed to Afghanistan in September of last year. Alaska is expected to receive federal help in combating drug trafficking. The Federal Office of National Drug Control Policy says areas around Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau have been designated as high-intensity drug trafficking areas. A map depicting the designation area covers much of Alaska. The designation will allow the state to receive federal help in coordinating drug control efforts. Jim Carroll, the office's deputy director, says the designation will help the state address areas of concern, such as its ports of entry. Michael Gottlieb, national director of the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Program, says Alaska submitted a petition for the designation in January. All 50 states now have areas covered by the program, which aims to assist in coordination among law enforcement agencies in areas considered drug trafficking regions. And Alaska's favorite annual guessing game is over. The winning time for the Nanana Ice Classic is determined when a cable attached to a tripod on the Tanana River ice trips a clock on shore. The Fairbanks Daily Newsman reports that happened at 2:18 yesterday afternoon, Alaska Daylight Time, making the winning ticket 1:18 yesterday afternoon, Alaska Standard Time. The Ice Classic traditionally uses Alaska Standard Time. Officials plan to announce the winner or winners after sorting through the tickets. This year's jackpot is $225,000. The event began in 1917 as a bet among railroad engineers waiting for river ice to break up. It has paid out more than $14 million in its history. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for rain and rain showers for today, tonight, and tomorrow. High today, about 50 degrees. Low tonight, about 35 to 40 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.